More Americans are going without health insurance. The Census Bureau reports today that the number of Americans uninsured for all of 2001 grew to 41.2 million. NPR's Julie Ravner reports those numbers appear likely to continue to rise.
This year's figures represent the first increase in 3 years. Census officials say the number of Americans lacking health coverage rose by 1.4 million in 2001, but that doesn't take into account the Census Bureau's re-estimate of last year's total. Ron Pollack of the advocacy group Families USA says without that adjustment, the numbers look even worse.
So from the time we heard last from the Census Bureau to this report, there is a 2.5 million increase in the number of people who are uninsured.
Charles Nelson of the Census Bureau says one trend in particular stood out.
One thing we did see is that the percent of people with employment provided coverage dropped this year, and that seemed to drive the overall decline in coverage.
Higher unemployment is a big part of the reason for the loss of job-based coverage. When people lose their jobs, most lose their insurance, too. But Leighton Koo of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says there are other factors at work.
Healthcare costs have been soaring, so fewer employers have been offering health insurance to their employees, particularly small businesses. And in addition to that, in many cases, employees can no longer afford their matching share of the health insurance premiums because they've been raised.
One thing that moderated the increase in the uninsured in 2001 was a rise in the number of people covered by public health insurance programs, mostly Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Koo says numbers from another federal survey show that trend continued into the early part of this year.
We know that just in the first quarter of 2002, about 2 million more children would have been uninsured had it not been for the fact that Medicaid and CHIP programs helped cover more children.
But Koo says that's being threatened by the same economic downturn that's reducing private employer coverage.
At this point, states are having very serious budget problems, and because of this, a number of states either have or are threatening to cut back their Medicaid and their CHIP programs.
A survey released earlier this month found 18 states are reducing eligibility for Medicaid or CHIP this coming year. Oklahoma health officials this month approved cuts that will drop 80,000 people from the rolls in that state alone. Ron Pollack of Families USA says state budget woes are being compounded by planned federal reductions. Funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program is scheduled to decline by about $1 billion over 3 years, a budget quirk known as the CHIP dip.
Unfortunately, because there's less money available from the federal government for the CHIP program this year and the next 2 years, I think we're going to see a reduction in the number of kids covered unless that problem gets fixed.
That's not likely to happen this year. Congress is considering bills that would boost funding for both Medicaid and CHIP, but the federal budget is in deficit too, and lawmakers have been unable to agree on spending levels for the coming year. Even if Washington does provide help, most analysts expect the number of uninsured to continue rising. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.